Hello, friends, and welcome to Stoic Meditations. Today's episode, Imagined Anxieties. Man is not worried by real problems so much as by his imagined anxieties about real problems. Epictetus. We all know that life is full of challenges that we have to face every day. That's simply a matter of being alive. But how many of the things that we think of as problems are simply us worrying about the challenges that we face? We let our minds run wild worrying on the problem and thinking about all the things that might go wrong. And that means that we'll have suffered through the problem many times before we even get to dealing with it. I know that I've done this before, so much so that by the time I actually met the challenge, I felt almost crippled, only to see that dealing with the actual problem was not nearly as bad as the imagined disaster that I had running through my head. For example, a few years ago, I decided to strike out as a freelance programmer. I have a long career as a programmer, and I'm quite outgoing, so I thought it would be pretty easy to get work. But I found that the anxiety that I had about marketing myself to get clients was so debilitating that I would find myself doing anything else except trying to contact potential clients. And the thing was is that there were plenty of people out there who were looking for freelance developers, and all I had to do was get in contact with them and market myself to them or contact them online. And when I look back at that time, I realized that I was so afraid of being rejected that prevented me from even asking when I was in a situation that probably could have netted me some business. There are plenty of scenarios where the imagined downside is often worse than the actual issue we're dealing with. Maybe it's a tough conversation that we need to have with somebody, such as setting boundaries. Maybe we're afraid of ending a relationship because we're more afraid of the short-term turmoil it might create, or more afraid of being alone than being in a relationship that is unfulfilling. Maybe we're unhappy in our job because we're too afraid to look for another position because we imagine that the change it will cause in our lives will be too difficult to deal with, so we stay exactly where we are. Whatever the challenge is, doing our best to face it head-on means that we only have to face it once in reality rather than a dozen or 100 times in our minds. And that's Stoic Meditations for today. Have a great day.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.
Hello, friends. Thanks for listening to the Stoic Coffee Break podcast. If you enjoy the topics on the Stoic Coffee Break, then you should really join us at the Stoic Coffee House. At the Stoic Coffee House, we're a community that takes the ideas of Stoicism and the topics that we discuss here, and we dig a bit deeper into them and talk about how we can apply them in our daily lives and help support one another through our successes and our failures. You can join us at the Coffee House at stoic.coffee/join. Again, that's stoic.coffee/join, and I'll see you in the house.